for another shot, draws a foul on the layup, and now he'll have a chance for two more free throws. That is the 16th free throw, or 16th point, excuse me, and his sixth free throw made. I believe he's 6 for 7 right now. Second free throw, here we go. Nice and soft, he makes it. There we go. Scores 25-38. Buccaneers lead by 13 with 1 minute and 13 seconds. Matty gets the ball over to Harding, and Harding now has it to Evan. Kicks it back out to Hagan, who gets underneath. Coasts his defender, gets a nice layup. Nice job by Hagan, who gets his 11th point of the game. Cooper gets it to Antonio. Thought about the three, decided against it. Mason has it. Kicks it over to Norrison, almost intercepted, but he's got the ball. It's just Antonio on the right side. 44 seconds remain in this first half. Cooper gets underneath. 1-2 step. They're going to say foul, but not a shooting foul, but they're in team bonus anyway. So Cooper is going to have a chance for some free throws right here. All right, first free throw is up, and it's in. Second free throw attempt. Getting ready here. He's set. It's up, and it's in. There we go. The score is now 27-40. Eagles still down 13. Buccaneers at the ball. They're still moving fast. They want more points than this half here. Quick passing, corner to corner. Then they get underneath. He's going to shoot for a layup, and he's going to make it. Nice job and drive by Ledger Jones for his first two points of the night. Nice drive by the freshman. Cooper has it. 18 seconds remain in the first half. Cooper is going to hold it. He's receiving instructions from his coach. Evans playing man-on-man defense right up on him. Cooper going for, oh, I can't believe he got that to drop. My goodness, he decided to drive it. I think he wanted to pass, but then he got too far into the drive, and he had to do a fadeaway jumper on the right, and he drains it while falling to the ground. So two more points for Cooper, and he's going to get another and one opportunity. And it's in. And he's on fire. The score is now within 12. Evans got it. Gets by his defender, 1-2 in, and it's in. Ref says it's the travel. It's no good. Oh, that's a huge break for the Eagles. Oh, my goodness. Hey, that's a huge break. 12 points is a 4-point possession. 14 points is a 5-point possession difference. And so the ref says he traveled before he made that shot, so it's no good. That's the end of the first half. Buccaneers still lead by 12 points, 42-30 over the home team of the Swamming and Screaming Eagles. But the Eagles had quite a few points there to kind of breathe some life into them as they head into half. But we're going to go to commercial here, and then when we come back, we'll have our halftime show where we'll break it down even more. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlamin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlamin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back to Trail Mix 103.1, home of the Schwamig and Screaming Eagles. We have boys varsity basketball for you here tonight. We are in halftime. The Schwamig and Screaming Eagles are hosting the Prentice Buccaneers, and it has been an action-packed game. Buccaneers do lead 42-30, but it looked like it was going to be worse than it was, and the Eagles kind of got a bunch of scores right away at the end of the half and were able to deny the Buccaneers driving up the score further. So 12 points is manageable. I mean, we'll get into it later. I don't think their position is great from perspective of an Eagle, right? But there are some things to work on here, okay? Let's do first things first. Let's talk about the home team. Cooper Mikulski, what a game. So 30 points, 22 of them are from Cooper. Now, the last time I saw a game like this, it was Marcus Purdy, who had like 20 or 24 or 21 points in the first half. It was in that 20-something range, in the low 20s. And it was just like, okay, he is just on fire. And the second half, the other team just said, you know what, forget it. We're just going to double Marcus the rest of the half and just make it so the other four players have to beat us. And I think Marcus had 4 points in the second half. Completely shut down the Eagles. And my worry is that the Prentice could adopt that same kind of style, which is, you know what, we're just going to double Cooper. We're not going to give him opportunities and see if he can't shut down in the second half. Now, the difference, though, is the style between Marcus and Cooper. Cooper plays like a power forward. He is so fast. He's so smooth around the rim, and he is not afraid of contact at all. So he drew most of the shooting fouls, and by most of them, I mean almost all of them. As Marcus was the only one that got a shooting foul, he made one of his free throws, where Cooper made all but one free throw. So he made 4, 8, 10 free throws of his 11. In 11 free throws, he made 10 of them. Now, if you paying attention, the Eagles have 30 points. One third of them have come from shooting, like from free throws. So it's like, that's awesome. Make your free throws. But on the Buccaneers side, and we're going to shift to the Buccaneers now, they have some very clear things they need to do to win this game today. Like, there's no, like, guessing or whatever, right? One-third of the Eagles' points have come off free throws from shooting fouls, right? And so stop fouling. You stop fouling, and you – because Cooper's going to be mainly bringing in this ball in the second half. That's going to be the plan, right? So if you're going to keep fouling Cooper and he keeps making free throws at an incredible efficiency, that would be, what, 91% or something? And you're just like, if we can stop shooting fouls, it will eliminate their free throw attempts, thus getting rid of their free throw make. That's one way you can slow down this Eagles offense, which is trailing by 12. The other thing for the Buccaneers is, yeah, you're leading by 12, and the Eagles kind of got some juice there at the end of the half, but they really haven't had an answer for the offensive scheme that the Buccaneers have brought here tonight. Aiden is their center, number 34, junior. You could argue he's the best player on the court, him and Evan and, like, Cooper for the Eagles. He is so strong, so big. He's usually played in the paint underneath the hoop, but what they've been doing is they actually have him on the outside by the free throw line, and when he gets the ball, he has this fear of, like, I'm going to drive the hoop, but then he doesn't. He draws in the defenders from the Eagles, and then he kicks out the ball for a nice open three attempt. You know, Matty made a nice shot out there. Hardy made a three. Heston Heckman's been set up twice. Hagan has made a lot of long jumpers as well as a three-pointer. Evan's got a couple of pairs of threes. And then Aiden, who's got a lot of assists tonight and rebounds, still ended up with 10 points. He's got five makes underneath the hoop. So it's like, instead of having like 20 points to himself, he's got 10 when I felt like he spent most of the half passing. The Eagles have a bigger hill to run up of. Not just because they're down 12, but because it's like we haven't played very good defense, and it's not for lack of trying. The Eagles are playing, they're hustling. They are earning everything they're getting, and I mean that in a great way. It's just that the Buccaneers have just got themselves one heck of an offense scheme tonight, and they're executing it beautifully. So coming into the second half, you got to keep Cooper hot here. You cannot let him get cold. And hope that the rest of your team warms up too. See if you can't get them in foul trouble early like you did in the first half. See if you come back. And for the Buccaneers, smooth sailing. Keep executing your offense. Keep playing good defense. Stop fouling. I think the Buccaneers have a good chance to walk away with this game at the end of the day. Here's hoping for the Eagles, though. All right, that's the halftime show. We're going to kick it back out to commercial. When we come back, we'll have second half basketball here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips. The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Welcome back to 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Suwamish Screaming Eagles. We have boys varsity basketball. Second half about to kick off. Buccaneers from the Prentice are here. They're winning by 12, 42-30, and they pass the ball in, and the second half has now started. Aiden's got it at that free throw line, just like they've been doing. They kick it out. Nice pass over to the right side of the reversal. Then to Aiden underneath. Back out for an open three attempt. They don't take it. They're going to keep the ball. Back underneath to Aiden. Going to get double teamed. Kicks it back out for three. It's a long three attempt, but the offensive rebound comes through, and now the Buccaneers get to reset. Evans got it. Dribbles around. Can't get it open. Into the corner. Then back out to the top of the key. Who's got the ball? Number five. They are moving the ball so quickly, it's almost pointless to even trying to tell you who's got the ball right now. Aiden's got in the paint, turns fake in the layup. It's nice. 2 points, 44-30 now. Buccaneers start out the half. The nice score after an intense offensive possession. All right. Mason's got in the right corner. Gets by his defender. He's going to go up for layup. Nice move by Mason. 2 points for him, 32-44. Aiden's got it at the free throw line. Hands it off to Evan for an open shot, and Evan just makes it look smooth. 2 points for him now, 46-32. Aiden literally just handed the ball off, and his size created enough opportunity for Evan to just turn and shoot. Payson drives to the hoop, size advantage, gets it to Marcus, takes the shot, misses it. Antonio gets the rebound. He misses. Then Mason somehow gets the offensive rebound off that one, too. Hands up to Marcus in the corner. Then kicks it off to Cooper for an open three atop. Did he make it? Cooper picking up where he left off with a three at the top of the key. 35-46 now. Eagles trail by 11. And got it at the free throw line. They're loving this offensive scheme. Hands it off. Gets it to Heston. Drives it in. Kicks it back out to left to Evan. Pump fakes the pass, takes a three, misses, and now Marcus with the ball. Defensive rebound made by the Eagles, and they're carrying it up the court now. Mason's got the ball. Kicks it to Norson at the top, looking for a pass. Kicks it to Cooper. And on man-on-man defense, both teams are really putting it to. Antonio does a nice pass to Purdy, passes it right back to him, and he gets into the paint, under the hoop, 2 points. Now they're within nine. Eagles making a statement, coming back. All right, see if the Buccaneers can stifle this. Aiden kicks it out for a three attempt, and they do. Number 21, Hagan, who had 11 points in the first half, adds three more on that three make. He's now got 14 points for the game. So 49-37. We're back right where we started, a 12-point deficit. For the Eagles, they now have the ball. Cooper's got it on the right side. Kicks it to Mason. Got some space, but he's going to kick it to the left here. And now they'll continue passing, and Marcus has the ball. One-on-one, drives to the paint, loses the ball in the dribble. It's just picked up by number 33. He gets it to Aiden. He draws the. He misses the layup. I thought he would draw the foul. And somehow Marcus ends up with it, and then it's going to be passed and off of the Buccaneer. No! Who's it going to be off of? They're going to say Buccaneers. Purdy made a mistake there. It bounced off the Buccaneers' hands. It was going to be Eagles' possession, but he thought it was Eagles' possession. Or, sorry, he thought he was the one that touched it last. So he dove for it, ended up hitting it, and it went out of bounds. Buccaneers' ball at the end of this timeout. Well, a lot has happened, a lot of points have scored, but the Buccaneers still have a 12-point lead. When we come back, we'll have some more basketball at the end of the timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back here on 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Suwamish and Screaming Eagles. Coming out of half, both teams had some statements to make as they've been scoring points. Score is now 49-37. After all is said and done and the chips have fallen, both teams have scored 7 points each. So that lead for the Buccaneers remains the same. The Buccaneers will be passing the ball inbounds. Maddie's got it. Let's see. He's going to pass into Evan. And the Eagles have opted for full court press, which immediately pays off as excuse me on the cough there. Evan had a miscommunication with his point guard and passed it back, and it went to nobody. So, bam, Eagles get the ball back right away. Cooper has it. It gets intercepted by Aiden, who takes to the hoop. It's one-on-one. 1-2 goes for the layup. He draws the foul. That went about as bad as you could if you're an Eagles fan. And the Buccaneers turn a big negative into a big positive as Aiden has a chance for two. All right, can you make these free throws? He's made everything else tonight. Why stop there? First one's made. Second free throw is out. It does not drop, but Evan gets his offensive rebound, and he's able to shoot and miss, and they get another offensive rebound from number, it was Aiden. He got in there. And so then he ends up making the 2 points off that. So we have a three-point play after all is said and done, 52-37. Pass inside to Cooper, and Aiden just intercepts the ball. And then Marcus intercepts the ball. He got all ball on that one, but they're still going to say foul on Marcus for that. I don't know about that one, but hey, we move forward. Maddie is going to be passing the ball in. Got some substitutions coming in here. All righty. Maddie Heckinen got the ball. We'll cross over, then passes it over to, I believe that's Hagen. It is. Now they just moving the ball now. Hardy's got it. And back to Maddie on the right side in the three-point line. Back at the top of the key. Evans got it. But back to Maddie. Inside to Aiden. Back outside. No three attempt yet. They're fishing for it, though, trying to find that open person. Evan gets it to Aiden, who then kicks it back. And another miscommunication. He throws the pass, but the runner had run away from where that pass went, so it goes out of bounds. Eagles ball. Buccaneers seem to be putting their pedal to the metal here. They're not playing slower. They're playing faster than they did the first half. Sean Morgan passes the ball over to number 44, Ian. Cooper goes in. Smoothly shoots the shot, misses it. Sean Morgan gets the rebound, blocked, but then right away, Ian gets the rebound off that one and does a nice little floater on the layup, and he makes it. 2 points for Ian. Good job by the junior who just came off the bench. Immediate impact. All right. Moving the ball around. Hagen, short on the three attempt. It's going to be out of bounds on the Eagles. How in the world? I mean, I'm an Eagles fan, and that was off the Eagles. Well, when you're in a deficit, you take any lucky break you can get. All right. So Eagles get a nice little lucky break, get a nice open shot for three. Antonio gets it to drop. There we go. 3 points for him, 42-52. 10-point deficit now for the Eagles. Buccaneers looking to kick that back up, though. Maddie's got it. He's over to Agan. Gets underneath. Huge block by Cooper, but it's going to be recovered by the Buccaneers. And then Hardy says, thank you very much for knocking that ball to me. He takes his open three shot and makes it 55-42 now. Cooper's got the ball carrying it up for the Eagles. Sean Morgan has it. Gets over to Mason on the right side. Holding on the ball. Looking to dribble past his guy. Contact. Can't get it. Gets it to Cooper. Nice little jumper. Smooth. Makes it again. There we go, 44-55. Buccaneers with the ball in the lead by 11 with 11:55 left in the game. Maddie's got the ball. Kicks it over to Hardy. Looking right. Gets the screen from Aiden. Passes underneath to Aiden. A double coverage. And somehow Aiden House gets that to drop through the double team, 57-44 on the layup make. Buccaneers lead. Cooper with the ball, trying to get by his defender. Can't do it. Gets kicked off to Sean. Then over to Ian, then to Mason. Takes the three attempts. Oh, I didn't drop it. Looked good. It basically went in and touched the net, but then it kicked back out. Buccaneers get it. Fast pass to Aiden. He misses his layup attempt, and Cooper's going to get the ball and win the jump ball. That's a huge break. All right, timeout by the Buccaneers. They lead by 13, 57-44. Eagles have gotten a couple breaks here in a row as Aiden House got the ball underneath the hoop, and he could have went up with his left hand for an easy layup, but he switched hands to his right because he knew if he went up, he would most likely draw the shooting foul. And an Eagle player came down, swiped his arm down, and hit his arm, but the ref just didn't see it. So the shot didn't go in, the foul didn't get called, and the Eagles got another big break. Despite having a couple of breaks, which happened, the Eagles still are in a deficit of 13 points. Buccaneers lead 57-44 with 11 minutes and 10 seconds left in this game. All right. Mason's now got the ball. Cooper's got the ball. Drives to the hoop. Right-handed shot. Misses it. Gets his own rebound. It just gets straight up stolen by Aiden. Kicks it up to Hardy, who drives to the hoop. Euro steps. Shoots it up. It doesn't drop. Cooper gets the rebound. Ref's letting him play. Mason's got it. Dribbles by his guy. And let's see here. They're going to say foul on number one, Hardy Heckman. All right. 10:46 remains in this first half. Where did my pen go? I just dropped it. Oh, I'll get it later. I got another one. Thank you, though. I was so into it, I just dropped my pen. Okay. Cooper's got the ball. Kicks it over to Norson on the right side. Getting swarmed by defenders. He's able to get rid of it, gets it to Cooper. Sean has it, drives to the hoop, draws a shooting foul as he goes for that. And so he'll have a chance for two. See if Sean Morgan can get those to drop. First one goes in. Second free throw gets dropped right then and there. Nice job by Sean Morgan. The score is now within 11. All right, in the right corner now. Pass inside to Aiden. He's got it. He's going to try to get by his defender. Nope, he kicked it out for an open jumper. Missed shot, though, by number one, Hardy, but they have an offensive rebound, so he gets a second chance here. Kicks to number five. He then kicks it back out in the corner on the left side for a three attempt. It's a miss on the air ball. They still get the offensive rebound. Aiden House shoots the fadeaway jumper, draws a foul, misses the shot, so he's going to have a chance for two free throws. All righty. Can he make these two? First one is in. Second one is in and out, but it's going to be off of the Buccaneers somehow. Once again, that's looking like. All right, full court press. Pass inside to Cooper, gets by the defenders. They have a chance for points here. Cooper has a behind-the-back dribble, gets it back to himself once it's passed to Norson, then to Mason on the left side. Defense is able to reset. It's a high pass, gets to Sean Morgan, quick pass to Norson. And we're right back where we started. Antonio has it. Then to Cooper on the right side. We're on the three-point line. Basin gets by his guy. He's going to go for a layup, and he makes it. Nice drive. 2 points there, 48 to 58 now. Buccaneers still with the lead. All right, Ledger Jones has it. Kicks it to Aiden House. Underneath, shoots the layup. He misses. Who gets? He gets his own rebound. Misses the next on the second chance points. So he's going to foul somewhere. Who's it on? What'd he do? They're going to say foul on, I think, is that Antonio? No, it's on Sean Morgan. And they're going to call shooting foul, so Aiden has a chance for two more free throws. It goes in. The ball was teasing us, still deciding if it wanted to roll in or out. All right, Hardy gets subbed out, and Evan is back out on the court, and he'll probably play the remainder of this game. Second free throw is a miss, and Mason couldn't get the rebound, and then the Buccaneers did a good job of getting that. Then Cooper got the rebound, and they're going to say white ball on that one. All righty. 6, 8, 9. Aiden almost had his 20th point, but after that free throw miss, he'll stay at 19 points for this game. Inside, Mason's got it on the pass on the full court press. It is almost intercepted, and it's stolen anyway by Evan, who just pulls up, takes to Jay at the free throw line. Cooper gets the defensive rebound, and now it's just a one-on-two drill here. Cooper going by, shoots it to the right, draws the foul. 2 points for him. Cooper's a magician when it comes to being in the air. He's a natural at it. He's able to extend the shooting motion for so long when he takes off, and it really is throwing their defenders up. First free throw is good. Okay. Second free throw is a miss. Defense gets the rebound. And now Aiden's kicking it up. He Euro step. Aiden showing the move. Thank you. Aiden showing the moves, getting the 2 points. So what if he's the big man? He's light on his feet. They're going to say foul on number five on Aliyah Harding. Full court press. Still, Marcus Purdy now with the ball. Dribbles by. One-on-one. Layup. Miss. All right. Number 23 is knocked up in the air. Still gets to the Buccaneers. And now Aliyah carrying up the court. He tries his hand at shooting a layup, and he draws the shooting foul. Nice effort by number five, Aliyah Harding. And so with that, we'll see if he can make his two free throws. There's 8 minutes and 13 seconds remaining in this game. And if you'd believe it, the Buccaneers still lead by 12. For those who are just joining us, the Buccaneers led at 12 at half. Both teams have just been playing neck and neck the second half. And the second free throw goes in. His first points of the day come in the form of a free throw. Cooper immediately gets the ball, drives the hoop, shoots the nice floater, but he misses. And now Elias got the ball again. It's the number 23, Ledger Jones holding it, kicks it up, gets it to Aiden on a great floater pass. Aiden gets his own rebound after the missed shot, and he makes it. Another 2 points. Timeout called by the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. And real quickly, the Buccaneers have ballooned their lead a little bit, from 12 to 15. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have more boys varsity basketball here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Welcome back to Trail Mix 103.1, home of the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. We have boys varsity basketball for you. If you're just joining us, there's still 8 minutes left in this game, 7:53 to be exact. The Buccaneers from Prentice lead 64-49. This has been a very, very even second half. Buccaneers had a 12-point lead at half, and now they have a 15-point lead after that last make of points. Mason's got the ball, gets it over to Antonio, then to Marcus Purdy. They beat the full court press. Marcus goes to the hoop, drives, misses, but draws the foul. And so he'll have a chance for free throws. Marcus has been pretty quiet tonight on the offensive front. He had a free throw making the first half and 2 points, so a total of three. And if he can make these two, these will be big. First one, Swish. All right, Norrison getting subbed in for Antonio. Here we go. Well, can Marcus make this second one? He's set. He shoots, and it's in and out. Evan Lohr with the rebound. Buccaneers the ball and the lead. Here we go. Evan passes it to the right corner, but it's carried out real quickly. Gets it to Maddie at the top, then Aiden at the free throw line. Doing that little handoff to Evan, but it didn't go well this time. Evan still keeps possession, but he wasn't able to set up. Aiden absolutely breaks the ankles of his defender. Oh, he's hurt. That's why. Aiden's got the ball. Maddie's got it. It's all the way to the corner for three. Norrison now has the ball. Passes it before traveling. Great job by Norrison. And now Mason's got the ball all the way on the left side of the court. All right, Sean Morgan looking hurting, but they're keeping their offense rolling here. Mason's got the ball at the top of the key. Hand it off to Marcus, then to Cooper. Hits the screen, goes for the shot, and they're going to call. They're going to say Aiden was pushing on the screen, so they're going to call a foul for him, which is big for the Eagles because they were having Sean tough it out on the corner there with a hurt ankle while they were setting up their offense. So now they get the substitution, and that pushed them into the foul. That put them in the team foul bonus. So now these fouls are giving them free throws, and Cooper Wachowski gets it. The free throw does not go in somehow, but Cooper gets his own rebound off of the free throw attempt. 1-2, and they're going to call foul on Aiden again. I'll be honest, I didn't see where that foul was. I was watching Cooper. I'm wondering if it was he ran into someone underneath. I don't know. I think Aiden wasn't defending on the ball there. So Cooper gets another chance for free throw, and he makes that one. All right, second free throw. Second free throw is in. All right. Full court press. Buccaneers get the ball to Aiden. He's going to get right to the hoop. Gets it to Evan, who takes the shot. He makes the shot. Are they going to call it are they going to call it a make? They did. The basket's great. Great job by Evan to finish the play, make the shot, and get an and-one opportunity on the shooting foul. All right, 66-52 is the score. Evan shoots, makes. 67 now. All right, Antonio's got the ball, carrying up the court now. They feel that press. Cooper's now got it. Tries to dribble through contact. They're going to call foul on number 23, who was in the way of Cooper as he drove through. Cooper, like I had said in the halftime show, is not afraid of contact. And right now I think Cooper has figured out that the refs are calling anything he runs into. So he's just dribbling the ball, lowering his shoulder, and running through defenders. And I can hear the coach for the Buccaneers saying, you got to anticipate the foul. So here we go. That's 53 points now. And that free throw is in as well. That's now 54 points. Buccaneers passing the ball in. They're moving the ball quickly. Get it to the court. Get it to Evan. Get it to the number. Is that Heston? Makes his. Or that's Hagan, excuse me. All the way down the corner. Quick passing. Makes a layup. 69-54. Eagles in the deficit. Purdy goes to the hole. And it somehow gets jammed at the rim, will not drop in. It was a great drive, good shot, but it just wouldn't make. And now Buccaneers carrying the ball down the court. Gets it to Aiden underneath, tries to shoot. It bounced off the back side of the backboard. Now Cooper's got the ball, carrying it up. He's going to turn, meets the triple team, pass. Marcus takes the three, misses the three. Defense rebound made by Hagan Isaacson. Fast pass, gets it to number five. They're going to say traveling on Elijah Harding. I'm replaying it in my head. I don't even know if he had an opportunity to travel. He got that ball so quick and shot so quick. Either way, he must have just tiptoed. Cooper's got the ball. He's going to go to the hoop. 1-2. Goes for the shot. Misses. Gets his own rebound. Ball ekes out. Gets to Marcus. And it's straight up stolen by Evan. Great hands. Aiden's got the one-on-one against Antonio. And he just softly places the ball into the hoop. 71-54 with 5 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in this game. The Eagles are losing ground in this game as the Buccaneers stay consistent. Norse is going to have a chance for three. He takes it. It looks left. It is left. It's a miss. Evan Lord with the rebound. Fast pass. Now Hardy's carrying it in the one-on-one against Antonio. He shoots his layup. He makes it. Right now the Buccaneers are just making every fast break point that they can. They now lead 73-54, and what has stayed as a 12-point lead almost the entire game is now up to 19. Marcus with the ball, fakes the pull-up three, and then kicks it off to Mason on the right side. Mason carries it up to the top of the key, hand off to Cooper. They run this like eight loop passing until they get the look they want. Underneath, Marcus dribbles into contact, shoots the layup, misses the layup. And it should be out of bounds on the Buccaneers. It is. Substitutions. Let's see here. Who's coming in for the Buccaneers? And number 12, Ryder Jones, is in now. All right, Cooper gets the ball. He's in the corner. Mason's got it. Purdy, chance for three. In the corner, off the back of the rim. It's a miss. Purdy's been cold. Good defense. And number three has an errant pass that goes out of bounds. Heston tried to jump past that and just couldn't get the ball to the guy he was aiming for. So Eagles possession. All right. Number 11, Mason Schrader is in, so I'll have to use – we have Mason Pauke as well as Mason Schrader in, so I'll have to do my best to make sure I say which Mason. Okay, Mason Pauke's got it, then gets it to Marcus. Then gets the ball to Cooper on the right side, trying to dribble, hits the double team, has to kick it over to Mason Schroeder, who then passes to Marcus, fakes the three, step back, pass to Mason, who dribbles in. Schroeder can't get rid of it, gets it to Cooper, shoot for three. Off the rim, it's a miss. Good defensive rebounding by Buccaneers, who pass the ball up the court very quickly. It's blocked by Cooper, who just out-jumps number 12. And now Marcus pairs the court, dribbling it, gets a nice look, makes the layup. Nice job by Marcus Purdy. 2 points, 56-73. We have a timeout called. Woof. Man, this game is not slowing down at all. There's 3 minutes and 34 seconds remaining in this game. The score is 73-56, Buccaneers in the lead. Whew, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have more basketball. Don't go anywhere.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, IEP and more. Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers. From design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service, they have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back to some basketball, boys varsity basketball. Stephen Jellin bringing you the game here on Trail Mix 103.1, home of the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. Eagles hosting the Buccaneers right now. Buccaneers lead 73-56. Buccaneers will be passing the ball in here to a full-court press. Ball gets passed in, gets it to Elias. Then over to number three, Heston, carrying up the court. He gets past the half-court line, and so now they can run their offense. This is just a very hard man offense right now. Marcus couldn't get the ball stolen, and now the ball gets to move. Heston holding it. And right now, the Buccaneers have the onus of just wasting time here as they have a large lead here of 17. Somehow the ball, how did it even do that? The ball, like, magically went underneath the legs of Ryder Jones, and it goes out of bounds. Eagles ball. I don't know how else to other than to explain what I just said. The ball just was like, nah, I'm going out of bounds. All right. Pass inside. Marcus has got it. Hands it off to Cooper, who's got it at the top of the key. Passes it left to Marcus. And then Antonio, who's now at the top. They pass over to Cooper, who has a chance to get by defenders. Does a fake shot into a pass. Gets it to Marcus, who does a step-back jumper. It looks good, but it doesn't drop, so it's a miss. And a long rainbow pass, one to pass, number one, good assist. And Hardy Heckman has two more points. Number 21, Hagen Isaacson, nice little pass over to him. And now he made 2 points, 75-56, 19-point lead with 2 minutes and 25 seconds. Long shot, it's a miss, and it's going to be Mason grabbed the ball, threw it at the Buccaneers' side. It hits him, and as they go out of bounds, so great heads-up play by Mason there as the Eagles will be passing the ball in underneath the hoop. It's to Antonio in the left corner, then to Marcus at the top, who just does a pull-up three right in front of the defender. It was like a no-look three. My goodness, he dropped it. Cha-ching, 59-75, pass into Hagen. He misses it. It goes out of bounds. How in the world did that not go off of an Eagle? Cooper was holding that ball, and it went out of bounds, and they said it's Eagles' ball. But, all right, here we go. Eagles are going to take that one. They're going to move quick. Norrison has it, shoots for three, and it's in. Norrison, that's two in a row. 62-75, it's back to a 13-point deficit, almost to that magic number 12, and they're going to call a foul on Cooper Mikulski on a reach-in. 1 minute and 44 seconds remains. I've seen crazier comebacks. Made two free throws, but here's the thing. They're in team bonus fouls, so every foul now is going to lead to free throws. So Ryder Jones has a chance for his first points of the game. It's up. It's in. There we go. Ryder Jones is now on the board. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 9 different scorers for the Buccaneers tonight. They've been moving the ball around a lot. Second free throw. Short. and Marcus gets the rebound. Gets over to Mason in the corner, then back to Cooper, pull up three, and it's in! Cooper! That's huge. That's three threes made in a row. It's now an 11-point deficit. Number five has the ball. Laya passes it over to number 21, and it's going to be a timeout called by the Buccaneers. That's a good timeout because it was about to be a half-court violation. Wow. The game got real exciting real quick, right? The Eagles have made three three-pointers in a row to bring this game back into shooting distance. It's still a tough ask. You got to make, what, four more in a row? But, hey, that would be awesome if they did it. All right. Timeout's almost over here. It's just a 30-second timeout. The Buccaneers called that to prevent a half-court violation. So, good coaching, good heads up there. Aiden's back in the game, and he is going to be finishing it out here. Who else is in here? All right. Aiden passes it in. They're seeing that full court press, and Marcus is going to immediately foul. They're at this point where they're trying to see if they can't get some big misses here because they got a – this is just a – three-point parade is all they can really hope on. All right, moving around some guys. Substitutions coming in. Ball's up, and it's in. Nice shot by Hardy Heckman. Points for him this game. See if he can get to 14, and it drops. 78-65. 13-point lead for the Buccaneers. Eagles driving it. They got to shoot a three here quick. Cooper's got it. Drives by his guys, goes to the hoop, makes, no, misses the layup. The ball decided not to go in. And rebound made by the Buccaneers. Nice spin move to get by the defender. And right now he's just running around the court trying not to draw a foul. 53 seconds remain. And they're just going to hold it. There we go. Ball's passed. They're going to get to number 21. Hagan's got it now. And now they're just going to move the ball around at the top of the three-point line. They don't even care if they get called for anything because they just need every second that falls off this clock is a second in their favor. All right. Marcus draws the intentional foul, and I'm just wondering why you didn't do that 30 seconds ago. All right. The Eagles are calling it. After this free throw, they're going to sub in an entire bench here. All right, here we go. 38.2 seconds remain in this game. The Eagles have subbed in their bench. Their starters are coming off. Hard-fought game for them. Current score is 78-65. Hardy Heckman is shooting free throws here, so we'll see if it stays there. Ball's up off the back of the rim. Rebound made by Aiden. They're going to kick the ball back, and now right now Hardy's just going to hold on to it. Gets it kicked over to Hagan. Tough defense. The bench players, hey, don't just stand there. They're getting right in there. This is good experience against a good team, good dribblers. Let's see if they can't get the ball back. 20 seconds remain. Ball pass to Hardy. Tough defense now. See if Mason Schrader can get on top of it. Can't. Now number 32 has it. See if Caden Bolfelson. I am probably going to get made fun of for that. 5 seconds left. 4, 3, 2, and 1. There's your buzzer. There's your game. Buccaneers take the win here in Park Falls against the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. Once again, the game is now over. The Buccaneers just kind of controlled the whole game all the way through. It is 78-65. They had a 12-point lead at half. They have a 13-point lead at the end of the game. And with that, wow, great game. Fun game to watch. Fun game to see them play. Both teams were playing their heart out. The offenses were really cooking tonight. Tough to play defense. And with that, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll head to the post game. So don't go anywhere, as we got some more stuff to do. Don't go anywhere.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner, because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
Welcome back to boys varsity basketball. We're in the post game. Game just finished. We're in Trail Mix 103.1, home of the Screaming Eagles. Boys varsity basketball just concluded. Swamina Screaming Eagles lost to the Prentice Buccaneers 78-65. Let me write that down before they turn off the machines here. That was a really, really nice game by Cooper Okulski for the Screaming Eagles, but just wasn't enough. Honestly, it was an incredible second half, really well played, because you got to figure the first half was 30-42, right? And then the second half ended up at 65-78, right? So the Buccaneers outscored them by 12 points in the first half and only outscored them by 1 point in the second half. So the Eagles showed you they can hang with this Prentice team, who's immensely talented. It just wasn't enough tonight. Career night for Cooper Okulski, though. Let me count this up here. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13. He ends with 35 points tonight. Wow. 35 points for Cooper. That is an incredible amount of points. And you could just tell he was feeling it today. 9 points ended for Marcus Purdy. 6 points for Norson. 6 points for Mason Pokey, 5 for Antonio Petzl, 2 for Sean Morgan, and 2 for Ian. On the other side for Prentice, for the Buccaneers, Maddie had 2, Hardy, Heckman had 14, Heston had 4, Hagen Isaacson had 16, Ledger Jones had 2 points, Evan Lord had 13, and Aiden had 25. So, I mean, Aiden and Cooper were guarding each other. Those two were the ones that were playing defense and offense against each other, and combined they had 60 points between each other, right? So these two were quite clearly having an awesome game. Just it was electric to watch, and I'm happy to have cast it tonight, to be honest. It stinks you lost, but man, you played so hard. That second half was so close. That is a momentum game. you know, you lose the game, but you sit down and you're like, we lost by the second half, you were only down by 1 point. And, you know, the Eagles, they got some talent here. They just got to clean up some aspects. And he's like, it's almost unfair to be like, play better defense when you're playing against Aiden and Evan, right? And then Hagan had a great game too, right? So he had 16. Hardy had 14 too. They had four scorers over 10 points this game. One of them was 20, right? So it's like if we shut down one person, another person makes a shot. So the Buccaneers just have such ability to just pass the ball around and get it to somebody to make points. And then they're gelling there. They can trust each other to shoot. Tonight was the Cooper Mikulski show, as far as I'm concerned, for the Eagles. And that was a blast to watch and to see. Not so sure I'm going to be able to get a hold of a coach or player tonight because it was student night here, and they got a bunch of other stuff going on in the atrium afterwards. And I think I talked to the coach, and he said potentially, but he had to run in there and before the game, but he said he had to run in there after the game. So I'm just kind of waiting to see, and it looks like there are already people in there, so I'm not going to drag it out for too much longer. But, if you're just joining us, the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles had just concluded their boys' varsity basketball game. They hosted the Prentice Buccaneers, and the Buccaneers won 78-65. Good game, though. Really good game. Okay. Jim's starting to clear out here. I think that's my cue to do the same as the janitors are getting out and starting to sweep up, so I'm going to get out of their way.